Well, Coach, gearing up for your own invite, I do believe, coming up tomorrow at your place. I know you're excited about that and your home course. And I take it, I bet you got a pretty good feel of the teams coming to town, don't you?
Yeah, I think we got 12 teams coming in. Fewer than what we've had in the past, but be all right. Still be some good competition. And Eliza Mount looks like some decent weather for tomorrow, so hopefully that holds off.
Conference teams, even if maybe a few non-conference ones as well?
Yeah, there's a good mixture of some teams. Got like Amherst coming down and then plenty of conference teams and part of it as well, too. So be some good golfers and hopefully some good golf going on.
How's your course looking early in the season here?
Not too bad for April. And some of the greens kind of took a hit during the winter and stuff, but they've been out there working quite a bit to try to get things to bounce back, and it's starting to come along all right.
I'm sure dumping a lot of water, all these courses, everybody kind of dumping a lot of water since we can't get anything from Mother Nature, can we?
Yeah, I know. It'd be nice if we could get a couple steady rains just to kind of help things out a little bit, but I guess, yeah, they're just watering like crazy right now.
This is only really your third meet. Does it kind of feel like the season's kind of going slow? I know the schedule's going to pick up here April into May, but gosh, it's just meet number three for you.
Yeah, a little bit it does. Seems like we should be farther along in the year with it already, but yeah, our third meet. The first two have done pretty well. Kids have been competing pretty well as a team, and then a couple medalists as well, too. So hopefully they just kind of keep working at it, and we can keep getting our scores a little lower, too, as the year goes on.
The most recent one, the Highline invite, you finished in third place behind Loomis and Highline. So right there in the thick of things at 376. I know those guys, I'm sure, like every golfer says, hey, we left some strokes out there. Our team score should have been lower.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them. It is a tougher day just kind of with the wind, the way it all started off in the morning. And I think it affected them a little bit, but affects every golfer when you're playing, but you're gonna have to learn how to battle the wind in the spring, especially in Nebraska, of how to play with that. And so as long as we can keep learning something each meet we go to and figure out a little bit about ourselves as we're playing.
Briggs Hill has been kind of your top guy. I know he was your top medalist, 88, kind of leading the way so far for you early this year.
Yeah, when he's on, he's a pretty good golfer and he can strike the ball pretty well. And hopefully we can get him down to those low 80s as the year goes on. I think he's got that ability too. He's just got to, just seems like each round, you know, there's a hole or two where maybe we kind of get into the double, triple bogey type area where we don't want to be in. So if we can start getting those, cutting back and eliminate those, he can shoot pretty well, I think.
You got a couple other guys that are shooting high 80s, low 90s that want to lower those scores down a little bit more, hopefully, in the next couple of meets.
Yeah, Chris Hermes, he's a guy that can shoot in the 80s pretty consistently, and so if we can keep him there, too, and then if we can get Eli Schaefer and A.J. Roush to get theirs down to the lower 90s, then, yeah, we're going to be shooting a pretty good team score as the season goes along. So not a bad start for the first two meets. I was kind of what I told him after our first meet. I was a little surprised on how well we shot already. So that should give him a little excitement that it can only hopefully get better as the year goes on.
Well, judging by scores, Coach, you're right there with all the rest of the RPAC conference schools. You know, just judging by score, the Almas and Hitchcock counties and teams like that, you guys are right up there with them.
Yeah, we should be able to compete pretty well, I think. There's some other teams that are pretty solid that got some really good golfers. So we can kind of put it all together, I think. We should be able to have a chance to, you know, compete for getting that top three in RPAC, I hope.